Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Globe Civil Projects Limited Q1 and FY 2027 earnings conference call hosted by Equirus Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant line will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation conclude. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gautam Nagar from Equirus. Thank you, and over to you, Gautam.
Thank you. A very good evening to everyone. Welcome to the Q1 FY 2027 earnings call of Globe Civil Projects Limited. From the management team, we have with us Mr. Vipul Khurana, Managing Director, and Mr. Raghav Agrawal, Chief Financial Officer. We will have opening remarks from the management team, post which we'll open the floor for the Q&A. With that, I would like to hand over the call to management for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. This is Vipul Khurana, Managing Director of Globe Civil Projects Limited. Thank you for joining us today for the earnings call to discuss the company's performance for the first quarter of FY 2027. We truly appreciate the time and interest of our investors, analysts, and all other stakeholders. Globe Civil Projects Limited is an EPC-focused infrastructure company engaged in the execution of civil and infrastructure projects across India. Our work covers a range of projects, including infrastructure, facilities, buildings, and allied civil works. Over the years, we have built our business around disciplined project execution, efficient resource utilization, and timely delivery, supported by our experienced management team and established execution capabilities. During the first quarter of FY 2027, the company delivered a steady performance supported by continued progress across our ongoing EPC projects and efficient utilization of resources. We remain focused on execution and project delivery while continuing work across our diverse project portfolio. Our presence continues to be spread across different segments of infrastructure, including education, healthcare, housing, sports, commercial, and transportation infrastructure. We also continue to work with institutional and government-linked clients, including CPWD, NBCC, IITs, and other institutions. This diversified project portfolio gives us the opportunity to participate across different categories of civil and infrastructure development. During the quarter, our focus remains on disciplined execution, efficient project management, and timely progress across the ongoing projects. As an EPC business, execution remains at the center of our operation, and we continue to focus on maintaining quality, cost efficiency, and delivery timelines across our project. With this brief overview of our business, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Raghav Agrawal, our Chief Financial Officer, who will take you through the financial performance of the quarter in greater details. Thank you, and over to Raghav.
Thank you, Vipul sir. I'm Raghav Agrawal, CFO of the company. Good evening, everyone. Let me now take you through the financial performance of the company for the quarter ended June 30, 2026. On a consolidated basis, the company reported a total income of 929.23 million during quarter one financial year 2027, compared with 676.98 million in quarter one financial year 2026, representing a growth of 37.26% year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 15.80 crores compared to 11.88 crores the corresponding quarter of the previous financial year, registering a growth of 33.03%. The EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 17.01%. Profit after tax stood at 7.09 crores compared to 5.05 crores in quarter one of last year, representing a growth of 40.42% year-on-year. The net profit margin stood at 7.63%. Overall, the quarter reflects steady progress across the company's ongoing projects, and continued focus on operational efficiency and disciplined execution. We remain focused on efficient project management, timely execution, and prudent management of our business operations across the project portfolio. The infrastructure sector in India continues to benefit from government-led capital expenditure, increased focus on roads, urban infrastructure, and public works, providing a supportive demand environment for EPC companies. Within this environment, Globe Civil Projects Limited remains focused on strengthening execution capabilities, improving working capital efficiency, and selectively pursuing opportunities aligned with its risk framework. Thank you for joining us today for your interest in Globe Civil Projects Limited. We will now open the floor for the questions.
Thank you so much, sir, for your opening remark. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, may press star and one. Thank you. The first question comes from the line of Riya Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Congratulations for your Q1 result.
Thank you.
I have a few questions. So my first question is, revenue grew strongly in Q1 FY2027. What were the main factors behind this performance?
The main factor was the projects we got after the IPO listing. We got three projects, Central University at Bathinda, Haryana Cricket Association, and Kanpur. So we have achieved an order book of 1,000 crore in the month of August 2025. So that was the key, that we have projects. We have, after the IPO, we were able to bid projects, EPC bigger projects, and that materialized after, because any project which we get, it takes at least 6 to 7 months to start and give revenue in full flow.
In fact, the cricket stadium took time to start. That's why it was less, when we were expecting even better revenue, better performance. But yeah, sometimes the projects to get start, to get some approvals are pending, which takes time initially.
Otherwise, we would have achieved a better turnover in last year also. But cricket stadium started in the fourth quarter itself only.
Okay. So which projects contributed the most to revenue during the quarter?
This quarter or last quarter? Bathinda, the Center University Bathinda, NBCC project contributed to the...
We have completed the structure work well within time. So that is a project which contributed the most.
Okay. So what gives management confidence in maintaining the current growth momentum?
The confidence we have is the projects coming up are, we have like the lot of projects are coming up in for central government in which we are focused, with new master plan being approved in Delhi. There is going to be a big opportunity of number of works that are going to come up in Delhi only. That's which are, is our strength and main focus on. But yeah, around the country also the focus on infrastructure is still there, and the government is still backing to grow, drive to infrastructure to drive the growth of the country. So that makes us confidence to get more projects around the country.
Okay. So what EBITDA margin range is the company targeting for FY27?
So for the quarter one, the EBITDA margin is 17%, approximately 17%. And we are looking to maintain the margins. It is a very good margin in our industry, and we are looking to so
similar margin range.
Similar margin we are expecting. And as we grow for bigger projects, this can also be improved.
Okay. So how much revenue can the company generate from its existing order book during financial 2027?
27, we are looking at a growth of 10-15% from the initial last year.
From these projects, the projects we have with us, we can achieve a growth of 10-15%. We are very much bidding for another three, four projects we have already bidded. So we are targeting so that we get new projects in next 3 months. So the turnover from these new projects will come at a later stage of this financial year or maybe the next year. So we are focused to get new projects also within a month or two. We have already bidded four projects. The four projects are still in line or opening.
Okay. So which business segments have the highest growth potential for the company?
The institutional business, the education is our main focus, and with the IITs, IIM, NITs, that's giving us a major revenue in terms of turnover.
We have bid a Central University in Tamil Nadu recently.
IIM Visakhapatnam.
And IIM Visakhapatnam. So we are more focused on education institutes, hospital colleges.
Okay. So what are the management's key priorities for the Globe Civil project over the next 2 or 3 years? 2 to 3 years.
The key priority for us is right now to maintain the growth and maybe increase the growth if possible. But with maintaining the EBITDA margin and similar EBITDA margin and growth to make an investor worth the time and money, that's the focus for us to have a steady growth and steady EBITDA.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Urvesh Mehta from PM Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions. As I see, the company has highlighted an order book of around 730 crore in FY 2026. And visibility for the next 2-3 years, how much we are expecting?
With this order book, we have sufficient order book for current financial year. We can achieve a growth as we have gone 10-15%. But surely we need new projects. So already we have bidded four tenders. Around 800 crores tenders are already in line of opening. So we are expecting at least one or two order to materialize.
And every month we are bidding. This month also we have bid two projects. Every month we are bidding two, three projects. And for the next year turnover, I mean, we already have 700, so still.
We always believe that we should have at least 3x the turnover, 3x the order book of the turnover. So we are targeting to at least achieve a turnover order book of 1,200, at least within next 3 quarters.
Yeah. H2 or by the whole year?
Within the next 3 to 4 months, we are expecting to. We believe that we will get another 500 crore projects.
Okay. So the company has completed 40+ projects and currently has a presence across more than 11 states. So what execution capacity does the company currently have in terms of number and in terms of value of projections? It can manage simultaneously or?
So value of project right now, we are eligible for around 500 crores in normal project. In CPWD, we are 650 crores. So 500-650 crore is the highest what we are eligible in. And in joint venture, we can achieve a bigger project as well also. But and easily we have a capability of managing 10 to 15 projects in simultaneously on the going thing. We have done it before also, and we are doing it right now also. Right now also, I think we have 11, 12 projects are going on simultaneously. So we have a good team and good people with us to do. Right now also, we have bid around 4 tenders more across India, one in Tamil Nadu, one in Bihar, one in Visakhapatnam, one in Nagpur. So, yeah, we're not only considering North India, but everywhere we
in
better.
Current time, Delhi will also have multiple projects.
How much will be this revenue scale and any increase in fixed cost?
Sir, come again. Your voice is not clear.
Sir, how much revenue will scale without and increasing fixed cost?
How much revenue can we achieve with increasing fixed cost?
Without increase.
With this fixed cost, we can achieve around 500. Yes, with this setup, we can achieve a turnover of 500 to 600 crores easily. We have a setup.
Okay. Management have highlighted selective bidding as one of the reasons for maintaining a healthy margin. So what are the key parameters you evaluate before deciding whether to bid for a project?
So the key parameters are when first we see if it's a state government project or central government project, because the central government projects has a better fund availability compared to the other projects, which we feel. I mean, maybe we were wrong because we don't do much in state government, but yeah. Central government, we are sure that central government projects have better fund availability, so the rotation is much faster and the profitability getting is more better. And plus, we see only few people are qualified in these projects. We are aware of the market and we are aware of our competitor and who is going to bid. When we bid in the Patna project, there were only 5 competitors. Where if you see a list of NHAI projects, there are around 12, 13, 15 competitors that bid for the project. So we do a selective bidding so that we get a better profit margin, better EBITDA. So that's the key factor, and that's what we are continuing to do. That's the reason we have got only one project in last quarter. Otherwise, we could have got 4-5 projects because we are more focused on getting a better pricing and better rates and better profitability, and which we continue to do so still.
Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you repeat it?
Yeah. Yes. So I was telling you the projects we bid are different criteria. One of them is the central government, which we bid. We hardly do any state government project except Delhi. They have better fund availability, so the profitability increases if the rotation of the money is faster. And then we see who all are eligible in the project. With some restricted eligibility criteria, we take the project so that the EBITDA is better than the other project. In the project which we bid, around 4, 5, 6 competitors are there. Otherwise, you see the list of NHAI project. I don't know if you're aware or not, the competition is huge and there are 10 or 15 bidders that bid for the project. But in our case, like the Patna tender which we bid in like last week only, the competitor were only 6 of us were there in the 5 or 6 competitor were there for the project. So the chances of increases and getting a better EBITDA also increases.
Understood. So sir, how intense is this competition in EPC tenders?
There is a competition, there is a healthy competition. I don't slowly people are not underbidding the projects. In at least our segment, which we work on, there's a healthy and right competition, and everybody is bidding at decent margin. So there is competition, but there's not very high competition. Like we don't have 15, 20 people bidding for one project.
Got it. And sir, current order book includes sizable projects such as 222.2 crore in Jhajjar International Cricket Stadium and 172.99 crore in Central University of Punjab project. So What percentage of the total order book is represented by the top five projects?
If you see, we only have 11 or 12 projects, so top five, I think, contributes to the 70% of the turnover because, I mean, remaining five would be smaller or towards the end of the project. They were finishing, you know, last 10%-15% is left, 20% is left. If you compare with a 200 crore project to a 50 crore project, the 70 crore project in Kanpur, they contribute less and the 200 crore contribute more to the turnover. Yeah, top five contributes to the 70% of our turnover.
Sir, are any repetitive clients helping the company to qualify for larger project size?
Yeah, we have. We have, in fact. DPS is our repeated client. First, we did one project, now we are doing two more. We are expecting to get two more projects from them. They are already coming up with the school, and they have in fact told us to, "You please participate and take it." CPWD is our repeated client we are doing for last 20 years, and NBCC is our repeated clients, which we are doing, like, six project or something, fifth or sixth project right now. Yeah. Mostly, we have a repeated client only. IIT also recently got a big order book of 100 crore from IIT, and at years back, we did a project for IIT at Delhi, and now we have got again IIT Delhi.
Two bidders.
They were hardly two bidder in that project.
Okay. One last question regarding trade receivables. As we see, trade receivables and inventory increase in FY 2026 along with the business scale. What initiatives are being taken internally to improve the cash conversion cycle?
Most of the billing is done in fourth quarter only. In quarter four, we have completed three projects. We have NIT project we have completed in March 2026. Another project in the same campus we completed in March 2026. Trade receivable has increased because the final bill and pre-final bill was there for these projects, and it always takes time to realize the payments of the final and pre-final bills. At the last stage, it takes time to reconcile them to complete the payment. That is why the trade receivables had increased in March. Inventory also because we have procured a material in huge quantity in February and March due to war. The prices were going up for many of the items, tiles and all. We procured material in advance in February for the Bathinda project, like. That is why inventory and trade receivable has increased in March quarter.
Sir, in this any new projects mobilization in advance, like, if new project starts, do you receive any advances?
Yes, we can take mobilization advance in the newer projects. We have just received a project IIT Delhi, but we can take mobilization advance, but we have not availed the mobilization advance till now. It is an interest-bearing advance, so we can avail by giving a bank guarantee. We believe that we have sufficient funds with us to execute the project from our funds. If we require at a later stage to take the mobilization, we can take. There is a clause of 10% almost in every project to take mobilization advance against bank guarantees.
Understood.
We have not taken a mobilization advance in Bathinda also. That is, as per the requirement, whether we want or we don't want.
Got it, sir. Also one last question. As I see, the company is being listed and having crossed 1,000 crore consolidated order book milestones during this journey. What will management consider the next major milestone?
Next milestone?
Yes. We already consolidated 1,000 crores, correct?
The next milestone is 1,500 crores, which we are targeting to, you know, maybe end of the year, financial year. We have a order book of 1,500 crores is next the target is. And we always believe in the, you know, getting good projects at good EBITDA. So that's still the focus and still the not go out of the top line, but also the top line and the bottom line.
And so any geographical expansions or margin improvement we are looking in a new...
Yeah, we have built a project in Tamil Nadu and when we have built the project in Bathinda.
Yes.
So Bihar, sorry. So these are two states, new states which we haven't worked there and we have tried to build. Yeah, so yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Akash Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. I'm audible.
Hello.
Yes, you
yes,
are.
Sir.
First of all, congratulations for your Q1 result.
Thank you, sir.
I have a bunch of questions. So, start on what are the future plans right now, management planning for next 2 to 5 years? They are expanding into the new segment or they are just planning for this government or a government project?
So next 2-3 years, any segment, I mean, we have some work in sports infrastructure and we believe the country, there is going to be a huge work in sports infrastructure. So we are trying to build eligibility criteria with, you know, already done 2 small projects of 50 crore and now 200 crore project stadium we are doing. So if we are going, maybe after completing this project, we'll have eligibility of bigger project in sports infrastructure. So that's the segment we are relying on, because we are heavily betting on, and hopefully we will, with the country, a lot of projects of sports infrastructure are going to be there.
Okay.
So that's the target for next segment, to new segment to be added.
So new segment to be added in the future.
Yeah.
So I just want to know that the inventory are increased around 162 crores around something. So how much of this represent working progress, like versus material lying in the projects? And second, like why is the working capital increase faster than revenue? Should we expect this trend to continue as the order books grow?
EPC projects require high working capital. That is the main objective. We have raised the funds through IPO because for EPC project, high working capital is required. And just after the IPO, we received 3 work orders and we deployed working capital in these new projects, out of which one of the project started a little late, delayed due to some permissions from the statutory authorities. So otherwise, so that is the reason that we are able to achieve faster growth in our Bathinda project. You see, within a year, the project was awarded in August, same time in 2025. So for 12 months, we have completed the complete structure and we have procured material for that project. So that is a project we will be able to achieve before the timeline, before the initial timeline. So that is the key factor for a company, for a construction company to get more margins in EBITDA if they complete the projects within the time. And inventory was also increased, as I told, that due to this war situation in February, March, the prices of the metals and all were going up, so we decided to procure more material during the February, like tiles and multiple things were there. So we procured material for our projects, so that these material procurement helped us to achieve good turnover in quarter one also, as compared to the quarter one of the last year. It is difficult in the first 3 months. Construction industry doesn't work much, but we have procurement, we have inventory, so we achieved a better turnover in quarter one also, and this in quarter two also we are running at a good pace right now. So till now there is no such problem. Like now there is a rainy season, so we decided to in April, May, June to complete the stadium basement work well just before the rainy season starts. So we achieved that in before the 30th June to complete the raft work in stadium so that the work doesn't get hampered during the rainy season. So these are the things we are trying so that we can run faster and the projects doesn't get delayed.
Okay, understood. Like now, can I just give me some snapshot, like what percent of the current revenue like we get from our top five customers? So all these are the government's infrastructure projects?
Yes, majorly, we only have a private project, Delhi Public School, and one cricket stadium. This is a private. Otherwise, all other projects are government projects only.
From like cricket stadium or order book, so how much of these contribute to our revenue?
Right now, up till date, around 30 crores, 35 crores is the total revenue from the cricket stadium only. So because the project was delayed in due to some approvals, we could not start or get the revenue in last year. From this quarter one only, from the March only, the project has started scaling now, and we are working fast on this project. And this project has a capability to get completed in next 15 months.
Okay. So are we, this company has some plans for like this concentration over the government project? Because if in government project there are the lots of things like delaying payment and approvals and project execution time, it will take some time. And in private sector projects, like we get payments quickly and the project execution time will be less. So we can just we can improve our cash flow. So is there any plan company right now planning for into the private sector?
We have few projects in still, I mean, we have few projects in private sector, but we are trying to balance the order book of private and government, not keeping all projects in private and not keeping all projects in government. And approvals for, if you say the approvals are not faster in private, the same approvals are required for a private project and same approvals are required for the government projects. It's just in the private project, maybe they get the approval beforehand and then do a tender. And government tender, they give it in our scope. So when it is in our scope, we make it faster and we try to get approval faster than what before. Initially, previously, the government used to get themselves approval. Now with EPC being executed, the approvals are in our scope, so we try to get it faster. What they used to be an older story when the government gets difficult to get approval from them. So yeah, but we still have a balance between the government and the private sector.
And when we choose for a private, we always see if the project is like a funded project, like Delhi Public School, they have ample funds for the for their school, so fund is not an issue there. Again, in the stadium also, the issue for fund is not a concern for us. So in private, we think that we should bid where the funds are available and there is no problem in getting the funds.
Okay, so understood. So these margins will be sustainable for the next 2, 3, 4 years, right?
Come again, sir?
These margins, like right now, currently we have a good margin. So this margin will be the sustainable for the next 1, 2 years.
Yes. We're confident that this margin are sustainable for next couple of years.
So right now we how many receivable days we have?
Receivable days.
Receivable days are little high nowadays because final bills are still pending in our three projects like NBCC Aligarh project and Telecommunication India Limited. Two projects we have completed, but the funds are final bill and final approval, all things are pending. That is why our receivables days are little high nowadays, and we are expecting to complete the Aligarh project billing by 15th of September, and by 30th September also we will be able to close the telecommunication projects also. And one of the otherwise all other projects like Bathinda project, Jhajjar Stadium, these are routine sites where it takes around 30 to 40 days. Delhi Public School also, they all take 30 to 40 days after the billing to make. These are running sites, and in any of the project there is no issue in any of our project about the funds receivables. Receivable days are longer, but the government projects have this safety that funds will come after some day, but they will come.
So cash flow will be not affected in that case.
Yeah, little delay is there when we assume that these delays are normal in our business. At least the payment is safe.
Okay, understood. My last question is like the simple, like right now what we current order book and how much is going to exist in this year, and how much we are going to add in this current order book, like the new project.
So right now the current order book is around 700 crores, and we at least plan to add another 500 crores in 6 months, 3 months, or maybe before the year ends. So that's our target, to add 500 crores at least.
At least 500, and already we have bidded for 800 crore projects, and every month we are now bidding till we get new orders.
So we are expanding. Right now we are on 700 crores, and we are planning to add 500 crores.
So at least 500, at least 500, so that it will come around 1200, 1300. Then again, if a project comes with specific criteria, less bidders, we will always try to get the project.
In this 700 crores, how much we can expect it, this exhibition will be done in this year?
So, as told, we believe that we can achieve a growth around 10 to 15% with these projects only. Apart from any new project, with these projects we can achieve a growth. Still, again, if we get a new project, it depends on the new project. Generally, it takes 3-4 months time at least to start and start getting revenues. So, Bathinda was a project from where we got revenue from second month only, and Haryana Cricket Association, it took around 7-8 months to get the revenue. So we always believe that it takes 3-4 months time after getting a tender. So with this order book, already we are looking for a growth of 10 to 15%, and we will also get some project turnover from the new projects also in this year.
Okay, interesting. Like in FY21's revenue, like how much will be the contribution? Will I like 700 crores of order book will be get in FY27 revenue? For execution data, how much we are going to execute this year in FY27 in terms of revenue?
Around another 350, I think we can achieve. Just every month we are doing now 30 crores, 40 crores, so we can achieve 300 to 350. And in the last quarter, the projects, we get the maximum revenue as well.
Around 300 to 350 crores.
Yes.
So thank you so much, sir. I wait in the queue. I think we have some challenges to other investors.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gautam Nagar from Equal Projects for the closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, Gautam.
Thank you. On behalf of Globe Civil Projects Limited and Equiprojects Advisor, I thank everyone for taking the time to join today's earning call. If you have any queries, or you can connect us at info@equiprojects.com. Thank you once again for the joining conference. Thank you, sir. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, team. Thank you, Gautam. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Globe Civil Projects Limited and Equibridge, that concludes today's call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.